And Marcy, I'd hate to have the health insurance franchise for Grand Theft Auto. So many injuries taking place there all the time. Grand Theft Auto, of course, one of the most successful video games of history. They released their fifth edition this week. Rockstar, the company that created GTA, made $800 million in one day. It's just as raunchy as expected. It has a male lead character, again, just as expected. But this time, some female gamers are not buying. Laura Beck is one of them. She's the night editor at Jezebel, where she wrote a story called, "I Really Want to Play Grand Theft Auto 5, But I Won't. Here's Why." Why do you really want to play Grand Theft Auto? For the uninitiated, tell us about the attractions of the game.
The game is gorgeous. It's beautifully designed. It's super fun. You can do so much. Like, it provides so many hours of gameplay. It's kind of ridiculous. And the heists look really fun. The new version has all sorts of cool activities you can do on the side, like early morning yoga, and just like it. There's just, it's a really rich textured game, and it looks like a lot of fun.
Well, so you'd like to play it, but perhaps some of your reservations are summed up in the Onion headline, "GTA 5, a sophisticated gaming experience," says man who spent 3 hours running over homeless people with a fire truck. There's some real issues in how they present people in this game, aren't there? What are they for you?
The Onion headline is definitely sums up one of them. And, you know, from a lady's perspective, the women in the game are not great representations of women, or they're not a complete picture of women. We're consistently degraded in the game. Women are portrayed only as, you know, basically like nag, harpy wives, strippers, prostitutes. And then the game, you know, offers a lot of opportunities for, you know, the male characters who you're playing as to abuse these women, like physical, you know, mainly physically. And it's just, it's really, and it's a violent game, and I understand that, but when women's really, like, they're, you know, their only visible role in the game is there to be, like, used and abused. It's not a great experience to play it as a woman or someone who, frankly, has, like, respect for women.
Well, some people hearing you might say to themselves, but it's just a game, Laura. How is this affecting the larger culture?
Well, you know, games are part of our culture. Like, you know, when I understand that that's going to be an aspect of the game, but for it to be the entire game, it's a problem.
Well, Grand Theft Auto's on their fifth edition now. They show no signs of downplaying the misogyny or violence at all, and they're usually successful.
I'm just hoping that Rockstar will incorporate women into the next version and give us an opportunity to play as one and show, like, a lot of these male gamers who say it's just not as fun to play as a woman. It can be just as fun, and it can be a lot. It can be mind broadening and idea expanding, and it could be a really great experience. I'm really hoping they'll delve into that next.
Laura Beck, night editor at the website Jezebel, where she wrote a story called "I Really Want to Play Grand Theft Auto 5, But I Won't. Here's Why." Before we end, we talked to another woman about her experience in the gaming world.
I had bought an Xbox in high school, and that's kind of when I started playing a lot. I like Fable, Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto.
That's Sophie Cruz. She's a freshman studying journalism at Ohio University. She's not going to stop playing Grand Theft Auto. Sophie does say, though, there is room for improvement.
I really like the game, but there is some, you know, obviously things with women in the game that I don't enjoy a lot. I do wish games, you know, wouldn't do that as much, but I think it's also important to realize that it is a game and this isn't real life.
Sophie says it's been a busy week, so she's only been able to get about 4 hours in with the new Grand Theft Auto 5. Once the weekend rolls around, Sophie says she hopes to spend more time with it. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record.